In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Could you imagine being Simeon? Here's a man, an old man near death, who spent the last years of his life at the temple, waiting. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and it's been ages. It's been over 400 years since Malachi last spoke, and there hasn't been more than a peep from a prophet since. For Simeon, it's been ages too. He has grown up being taught the Torah and the prophets. He could likely recite much of it by heart, if not all of it. He knew the consolation was coming, but there was no telling when. So he waited. It had been revealed to this man that he wouldn't see death until he saw the Lord's Christ. When did the Holy Spirit reveal this to him? Luke doesn't say. It's possible that he was told mere moments before Mary and Joseph arrived at the temple with the infant Jesus. It's more likely that it happened much earlier in Simeon's life, so it's very likely that he's been waiting a very long time. So if there's one thing the years have taught Simeon, it's patience. He could have spent days at the temple, year after year, waiting for the promise from the Holy Spirit to be revealed. Note this well. God had made a promise, and this righteous and devout man faithfully went to the temple daily for the fulfillment of that promise. And he waited. He also likely eagerly expected it. He waited in hope, knowing all around him was death and destruction and decay, the wages of sin. Remember, he knew the prophets, and it was the prophet Isaiah who was known for saying, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips." Was this righteous and devout man any better than Isaiah? By no means. And he knew it too. That's what it meant for him to be righteous and devout. Simeon knew his sin and lamented it. He knew of the sinfulness of the people around him and lamented it. This he knew by way of the Holy Spirit who was upon him. It's the same way by which the word of God and unclean lips were revealed to Isaiah. He waited for the consolation. He needed the consolation. He wanted the consolation. And one day, he came to the temple. Joseph and Mary came to the temple with the boy Jesus to present him to his father. Newly pregnant, Mary had sung a hymn reminiscent of the one Hannah sang when she presented Samuel at the temple and left him there as a servant in the house of the Lord. Here, she completed the same thing, bringing the Son of God to his house to present him as a servant in his father's business. Yes, she was keeping God's law in doing so, but there was the Son of God in the temple as always, working as the Savior of man, the consolation of Israel, the comfort of that nation. Finally, the word that Simeon had heard had been fulfilled. He took the baby in his arms and saying, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." Simeon was now free to depart in peace, to die in peace and comfort and consolation. Oh, to have been there. Oh, to have been able to take the infant Jesus in my arms, to touch him and know that he was the one destined for the fall and rising of many, that his life would not be an easy one, but one that he would live and give for me and for all. To know before it was declared for others to hear by John the Baptist that he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. But that was not granted for me or for any of you to have. Instead, you get to know that the consolation has come, that he has died and risen again, that he has ascended to the right hand of the throne of God, that he still comes here now for your continued consolation until he comes again in glory to judge the quick and the dead. So you wait. Like Simeon before you, righteous and devout, you wait. You make your way here week after week, sometimes multiple times per week, to be prepared for the coming of Christ in glory. It's an exercise in patience and long-suffering. Like Simeon, you have the Holy Spirit. He has worked in you faith in Christ. He has washed and redeemed you for the sake of Jesus Christ, who has shed his blood as the Lamb of God for your propitiation in the blessed flood waters of holy baptism. He instructs and sanctifies you in the Word of God, reminding you of the promise of God that he has made it to return in the flesh, to gather his bride, the church of which you are a member, to himself. So you wait. Like Simeon, by way of the Holy Spirit, you are righteous and devout. You know the law of God and its righteous accusations against you. You know that you have done what you ought not to have done, and that you haven't done what you ought to have done. The law of God is always at work on you to accuse you of the many transgressions you have made against God, for which it tells you that you ought to die. So you regularly make your way here to confess your sins and receive consolation and comfort, to receive the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, that says for the sake of Christ, your slate is wiped clean, that you have received the remission of all sins. And you are made to watch and wait for the coming of Christ again. So you wait. Like Simeon, you are here as your Lord comes to you. In word, the Savior Jesus Christ is spoken into your ears. By that word, the Savior Jesus Christ comes to you in his body and blood as you take into your hands and mouths a morsel of bread and a sip of wine. Like Simeon, you are here as the consolation of Israel comes to you in his very flesh and blood, veiled behind bread and wine. God has promised to be with you in these means for your forgiveness, life, and salvation. So you take Jesus Christ into your hands and receive the blessing of God the Father. And like Simeon before you, you sing, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. You sing the same song as Simeon. You sing for the same reason that he did. You have seen the salvation of the Lord. You have tasted that salvation. The Lord is good to you. You can depart in peace. Oh, sure, having tasted and seen the goodness of the Lord, you can exit those doors in the back and back to your life, fully prepared and strengthened for your vocations by the grace of God. More than that, however, you are prepared to meet death, that conquered enemy. Your wait is over once again, and you can peacefully meet your Maker and Redeemer. As with Simeon, the Holy Spirit is at work on you to sanctify and keep you in the one true faith, and to prepare you for that day when by grace the Lord calls you to himself, either by your death and burial, or the return of Jesus Christ in glory. Either way, you can meet what is promised you in peace and joy, because your eyes have seen your salvation. Your mouth has tasted the goodness of the Lord. You have been kept in your baptisms, righteous and devout for the sake of Christ, forgiven for all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.